Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read a passage from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And I want to read out two translations, the King James Version and the New International Version. First, out of the King James. And this is the Apostle Paul talking. He says this, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." And then out of the New International Version, Paul says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Here's what became clear to me about 10 days ago before the new year officially opened, as I was reflecting on where I'd been this past year, what God has called me to do, and what is ahead. I came to the realization that 2018 is going to be the very best year ever, the best there has ever been. I don't think it had anything to do with the title to the play that was still running around in my brain, which my granddaughter Ellie had a lead role in during December, the best Christmas pageant ever. More than likely, I felt that way about 2018 because that's just me. That's my nature. I tend to look at the glass not just as half full, but almost full and getting ready to flow over the edge. But adding to that nature, reinforcing and assuring me that such a view is valid is that I have also learned through a number of life experiences, not all on the top, many in the valley, but through those life experiences, learning to lean into God more and more and his word, that this is what God also wants for us and plans for my life and plans for yours too. For example, in John 10:10, Jesus talks of coming so that we may have an abundant life with him. In the New Testament book of James at chapter 1, verse 17, James reminds us that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights who does not change like shifting shadows. And as recorded in Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, Jesus shares, "If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" And Jesus, again, as recorded in Matthew chapter 6, verse 26, assures us with these words, "Look at the birds," he says. "They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are?" And then once again, as we read a moment ago, Paul reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. God, my friends, wants good for us. But that doesn't mean that everything will work out exactly as we want it to, or as we hope it will. It doesn't mean that what you and I are involved in, striving for at the moment, will necessarily result in a win with a W on whatever scoreboard we're looking at. But it does mean that God has promised to work everything we go through and experience into his overall plan for us, a plan always, always for our ultimate good. It won't necessarily be what we define as good, but it will be what God defines as good. And it seems to me that God's good has the potential of being a whole lot better than anything that I or we can think of as good. God is with us, has been where we've been, and promises to use everything eventually for our good, even though we may not fully see that at the moment. What has happened to you recently that you would say was bad or that seemed bad? How do you ultimately know that it was? What if you laid the template of God's promise in Romans 8:28 against it? Would it still be bad? I read a story recently of an old African folktale about a king and his friend who grew up and did everything together. The king's friend had a saying, and in every circumstance he saw or was involved in, he would always say, "This is good." One day, the king and his friend were hunting together, as they usually did, and the friend loaded the gun for the king to use. But when the king fired the gun, it exploded, blowing off the king's thumb. As always, his friend said, "This is good." But the king responded fairly angrily, and being in a lot of pain, as you would expect, he shouted, "This is not good," and shortly afterward had his friend thrown into prison. A year later, when the king was out hunting again, this time without his friend who was still in prison, the king was captured by cannibals. He was taken to their village, tied at the stake, ready to be heated up for their evening meal. The king thought again to himself, "This is not Good. But just before the fire was lit, one of the cannibals saw that the king's thumb was missing. According to this tribe's tradition, they would not eat anyone who wasn't whole. So they untied the king and set him free. When the king realized that his missing thumb was what had saved him, he remembered his best friend whom he had sent to jail and went and had him released. And he said to his friend, "You were right. It is good that my thumb was blown off. I'm sorry for sending you to jail. That is not good, what I did." To which his friend responded, "No, this is good." The king was puzzled and asked, "What do you mean, this is good? I sent you to jail for over a year." But his friend reminded him, "This is good. If I hadn't been in jail, I would have been hunting with you when you were captured by the cannibals. And my thumb is not missing." None of us, at least not me, are smart enough to always know, if we ever know, what is good for us and what's bad for us. Sometimes we get it right, but more often than not, we get it wrong. What we may think is good is sometimes bad, and what we think is bad, well, it oftentimes turns out to be good. So what have we gone through lately? Hopefully not the loss of a finger like the king. Maybe we've lost a game, or got fired from a job, or went through all the uncertainty around thinking we might be fired from a job. Maybe we've experienced a financial loss, or a relationship has ended, a family tragedy occurred, and the heartache that followed was just too much to withstand. In the midst of whatever we're going through, or whatever happens to us, our key should always be to focus on God's promise that ultimately, He will work out everything we go through for good. It may not be right now or anytime soon. It may not work out like we think it should or how we want it to. Suffering will still bring pain, loss, and sorrow. And Jesus did tell us that we will experience trouble in this world. But it will be what God says is good, His good for our lives. And that is better than any good we can come up with. And with God at work in our lives and the world, ensuring that even in the midst of mistakes and tragedies, disappointments and failures, and anything else which might hit and at that moment seem bad, we will be able to say, "So, this is good." And we can have that confident, not arrogant or naive, but confident and bold approach to our days, because God promises that no matter what, He is always at work for the good of those who love Him. That's you, and that's me. We may see the good now, but we may not see the good now, or we may not see it 2 weeks or a year from now, or we may not see it until we look back from eternity one day and understand. But ultimately, we will see that God works out all things for the good of those who love Him. That's His promise to you and to me. The key for us during whatever we're going through or whatever we're facing or wherever we find ourselves is to keep our focus on Him. To trust the one who can be trusted and continue to lean into and follow Him. So why not put a spring in our steps and a fire in our hearts in our approach to this new year with an attitude of godly boldness and confidence and claim that this will in fact be our very best year ever with Him in the lead. Believing, knowing that whatever happens, no matter how it seems at the time, it will ultimately be for our good as God works it out to be. Always remembering in every moment and everything that God's got it and God's got you and me. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank You for the reminder from the Apostle Paul that no matter what we go through, You are always that active God at work in our lives, working everything we go through out for our ultimate good. We trust You with that. We lean into You for that, and we're going to follow You for that and believe that and step out boldly into every day of our lives, into this new year and every year thereafter, knowing that You are with us and working through us and for us, making everything good as You define it good ultimately for us. Thank You, Lord, for loving us. In Your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.